So I just did a video on Insane Clown Posse talking about the Vince McMahon scandal. And it was fun because I'm an old school juggalo. And it was fun to bring in Insane Clown Posse to a wrestling show where we're not normally going to be able to talk about Insane Clown Posse. Well, I didn't know that it was going to turn into the weekly Insane Clown Posse segment because Violent J this week just so happened to pop up on Booker T's podcast. He was doing the Hall of Fame with Brad Garrett, a different format. They did like a sit-down interview in the center of the ring at Reality of Wrestling at their warehouse in Texas or whatever. Just Violent J, not Shaggy. Violent J is the fat one for those that are unfamiliar. He's a fat one, skinny one. He's the fat, crazy one with the spiky blonde hair. He sat down with Brad Gilmore, with Booker T, did a full hour-long interview in ring, and talked about a whole lot of different things, you know, certainly touched on the Insane Clown Posse music end of it, but a lot of it was about ICP in wrestling, how they got their start, this, that, the other thing. But what is always most fascinating is hearing Violent J talk about the difference between working for WWE and WCW and how those opportunities even came about. How did those guys end up on our TV screens in the late 90s? We're watching wrestling on TV. The clowns were actually hitting it big in the music industry at that time. It was peak Insane Clown Posse with Great Malenko and Amazing Jekyll Brothers era. They were at fucking Woodstock that year. It was peak. They were peak clowns. And then all of a sudden they're on our fucking wrestling TV too. Not just Raw, but also fucking Nitro later. What happened there? Check out this clip.
We were training to be pro wrestlers before we even thought about being rappers. You know, that's what a lot of people
That was
don't
the first
know.
Dream.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and we were messing around in the backyard, you know what I mean, doing all the backyard wrestling growing up, of course. But when we turned like 17, even though I was still trying to live my wrestling dream, you know, hip-hop started to really overtake a lot of those. I was in denial for a minute, yeah, you know what I mean? We still kept saying we're going to be wrestlers, but then I couldn't deny the passion for hip-hop, you know? Fans start showing up at our wrestling shows without the paint, you know? So we were like, all right, we're not going to wrestle no more, right? So then in 98? We get a call from WWE, and they want us to make the ring music for a team they got called the Oddities.
Right.
And we're like, man, do y'all know we wrestle? You know what I mean? And they're like, what do you mean? And we're like, we wrestle. We come from this world, you know? And so they flew us to the building. We didn't really have fun in our wrestling career until we got to WCW.
So how did y'all get there? How did y'all go from WWF to WCW?
Okay, we were in WWE, and we kept F at the time. We kept telling Vince Russo, look, we're afraid everybody's going to think we're just wrestlers. Like, we don't actually have music in. Because they were just paying us a little bit of money, but we were missing a concert every Monday to go do Raw. You know, they would do it and then film one. So we do Monday and Tuesday every other week, and we'd have to miss the shows, you know? So we were like, look, after a couple months, we were like, we ain't really doing this for the money, you know? The exposure is great, but most people are thinking we're just a wrestling tag team. Can you run this commercial on Raw where it's like St. Clown Posse available at all Tower Records or whatever it was, you know? And so Vince Russo's like, I got you. I asked him. They said, okay. So week after week after week, he kept saying they were going to air the commercial, you know what I'm saying? And they never did, you know? So we went to somewhere and the night before, I remember, I got a Stone Cold Stunner, and I thought that was awesome. You know what I'm saying?
As you should.
You know what I'm saying? And the next night, it was the filming, and they had Luna beating us up, you know? And so we called our manager at the time, Alex, and we were like, yo, did they air the commercial last night? He was like, they didn't. And that was like the last thing, you know?
Wow.
So even though we were painted it up, and I know this is the biggest wrong thing to do in wrestling, we were painted it up. They already gave us what we were doing that night. We dipped out the door, man.
Hey, man,
and left. You know?
I got a rule. You know, when you're 99%, you might keep your mouth shut. But when you're 100%, you're going to speak up 100% of the time, and you might just walk out.
Yeah.
You know, that's just part of it. No,
we're
I
just
get
like,
it.
Man, in the air, he told us last night it'd be, you know. And the thing is, when we were at WCW, Because we just called WCW there, like, come on, you know what I mean?
So y'all just picked up the phone and were like, and hey, Bischoff.
We end up being there when Vince Russo came over there.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
If you're a juggalo, you've heard that story a million times. But I think, you know, for the purposes of wrestling fans here, just casually watching, learning about how the clowns actually ended up on our TV and that they actually started in the independent wrestling scene before they became rappers, which, you know, they didn't. It's not like they were huge indie stars. And at that time, the indies were not the indies that they are today. You know, they're literally just getting their feet yet wet, a step up from the backyard scene. But they were definitely indie wrestlers. Here's a picture of Violent J that I was able to dig up of him in his backyard wrestling days, or his early indie wrestling days, I should say. And it was just, you know, wrestling. And, you know, rapping just kind of became bigger. I was just, you know, they had two paths to pursue, and rapping just happened to work out for them first. But they came back to wrestling, and they had to do the wrestling still, and they were able to do it at the highest level. For them to get into WWE and to be able to do what they did with the Oddities, I mean, just think about Insane Clown Posse rapping the entrance theme in Madison Square Garden. Technically speaking, they could say that they rapped in Madison Square Garden. They performed in Madison Square Garden, and they did. They legit did. That Oddity song, a complete banger, you know. Keep that on your any kind of playlist, you know, worth playing. There's actually an alternate version of that. They did like a re-record for one of their other CDs that was not the it was like a different song. Similar, they just changed up some of the lyrics a little bit to kind of make it not the Oddities theme song. And it was weird, the dynamic, how they got to a point where they felt like they were kind of being taken advantage of in WWE. And they just, all they wanted was that ad to play to show that they were the rapper guys too. And WWE wouldn't do it. At least this is from Violent J, you know. And I can imagine on the WWE side, they probably don't even know, especially Vince or, you know, Vince Russo. Jay was saying that he was making a lot of his pitches to. Probably didn't even know, who the fuck is this guy that I'm talking to? No, you're literally just the guy. You're essentially the, you know, like the guys that wrapped the Nation of Domination down to the ring. You know, the fucking, what was it, Wolfie D and fucking some other schlub, you know, those guys. They were PG-13, they were a tag team, but they were essentially just the rapper guys for Nation of Domination. That was the, you know, they weren't anything special, you take a bump or two, that sort of thing, but eh. So they made the jump over to WCW, and in WCW they were valued and they were treated as a part of the show. They were respected in the locker room. Even Booker T and Jay talked a lot about that, just, you know, how the wrestlers perceived the clowns in the locker room and how the clowns, you know, were utilized better in WCW. Booker T seemingly always had respect. It was fun. Jay told a story. Booker told a story about his time at the Gathering. He wrestled a match at the Gathering, and I actually wrote about it. Cheap plug. In my book, The Gathering, A Bold Journey into the Belly of the Juggalo Underworld, I actually write about this because I was at that gathering, and that was in the book where I write about being on mushrooms or acid. Acid, I believe, actually. Tripping balls. Watching Booker T wrestle with Tracy Smothers and not being sure if it was real or not. It was it's a fun little section of the book that's on Audible. If you prefer the audio version, which is definitely better, but if you're a hard copy guy, there's also books, paperback and hardcover on Amazon. Cheap plugs out of the way. And Booker T at the Gathering, certainly an interesting story in itself. Though they didn't really get into it, you know, I didn't leave it out by not showing a clip of that or whatever. Booker T just kind of mentions that he was there and that he had a good time, was treated well. So, and that's a reputation that the clowns do have too in the industry, you know, as far as when wrestlers do go play The Gathering or JCW or whatever they're doing, they're always paid really well. They're always treated like kings. So they're not, don't have a reputation for stiffing anybody or being, you know, shady in that regard, you know, just two decent clowny motherfuckers to work with. And it just blows my mind that, and they talked about this too, you know, when I came up in high school and shit as an ICP fan, they were the most hated band in the world. Everybody was, they were, people were disgusted by the clowns, you know, they were clowny and violent and talked about stupid shit, and I don't know, they were just weird, and you know, they were outcasted by society. But we're kind of at this point now where Insane Clown Posse, they're kind of like OGs, right? And they're respected as, like, I don't know if veterans are the right word, but they're just kind of, they're goated in, right? They're kind of legacy, and now they get the respect that they never got in the past. You know, they're appreciated by people, and they're recognized as a part of pop culture, and they definitely were at that time, and they definitely had an impact on the pro wrestling business as well. Not an impact that they did anything groundbreaking or anything like that, but they were in every major promotion. They showed up, they did a little bit in TNA, they did a little bit in ECW. They made their rounds, and now even today, Violent J is popping up in NWA. He's the manager for some kind of clowny tag team that they got going on down there in Billy Corgan's promotion. He's been working in GCW, and he just got the invite on that interview by Booker T to pop into Reality of Wrestling. And Jay said, just fucking call me, I'll be there. So, and Brad Gilmore even kind of, you know, on the topic of the clowns finally being kind of welcomed in back into society and finally getting the flowers that they deserved. Going back, he made reference to ICP being interviewed by Corey Graves for After the Bell, that podcast. Corey Graves admitted in that, he's like, I was a huge Juggalo growing up, and I'm kind of marking out here talking to Insane Clown Posse. And it's just weird for me to hear that, because I hear it from other people too, not just in the wrestling business. They get that respect finally. And with them getting those flowers and getting them from people in the wrestling business, Gilmore even speculated, you know, is it possible that we ever see, you know, the clowns involved in anything in wrestling, you know, on a bigger stage ever again, make an appearance, that kind of thing. Of course, the comments were all of a sudden, ICP to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But they were around, man. They had their cup of coffee in all of the great promotions, and, you know, pro wrestling is absolutely a part of Insane Clown Posse. So it's fun to share that here with you guys, that connection between ICP, the clowns, and wrestling, and how we got there, why it was ever a thing, and why it's still kind of a thing to this day, why Jay's still out there doing it. Because wrestling is in these, they are, and trust me, growing up as a Juggalo, hearing them talk, the way they reference things in their music, the fact that the when they pick people on their record label, Psychopathic Records, they had, like, you know, people on their undercard, so to speak, you know, their lower people below them, their opening acts, they give them gimmicks, and they admit that they stole that straight from pro wrestling. These are wrestling nerds. These are big, sweaty wrestling markety mark nerds just like us that just so happen to become super famous rappers. So super cool. And I hope to see more of the clowns involved in wrestling. If not, and just even on the indie level, it appears Jay's making his rounds at the very least, and I hope that continues.
Juggalos. I fucking hate them. I say all this with a grain of salt because for a good part of my own life, I proudly identified as a Juggalo.
You should come to The Gathering with me.
Nah, man. I'm not into all that whoop whoop shit anymore.
I'll pay for your ticket.
I got fired today.
Get the fuck out!
Still got room for me?
Spike, slow the fuck down! Cops!
Fuck your sleep. Fuck your sleep. Fuck your sleep.
The savages started closing in with their tiki torches and war paint.
Shit. Run! You guys got a dead body here already?
Even the aliens were throwing shade. It was pure panic and intense horror. There was a guy I saw got chopped in half. I had nothing left to go back to.
You alive?
Yep. The Gathering. A bold journey into the belly of the Juggalo underworld.
Let me tell you something, brother. You can check out full episodes each and every Sunday right here on this channel, dude. Don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, and don't forget to take your vitamins and say your prayers, brother.